This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. In our continuing efforts to keep you all ahead of the economic news curve, we begin today with the news of tomorrow. An update on the all-important state of retail in this economy is going to be released in the morning. We're looking for a big jump in retail sales as consumers who got them cashed those $1,400 virus relief checks. High retail sales, of course, could mean we'll be seeing a whole bunch more retail job openings, which would be a good thing. Dollar General, in point of fact, just announced it's looking to hire up to 20,000 people. Other chains, IHOP, Taco Bell, and McDonald's among them, are on hiring sprees as well. But even with the labor market as loose as it's been, retailers are having a hard time finding people. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra explains what's going on.
We've talked a lot about pent-up demand, this idea that people will spend more money when they get vaccinated, that they'll go to restaurants and buy clothes to wear to those restaurants and on vacations. Andy Challenger, a Challenger Gray and Christmas, says retailers are preparing for this.
These employers are clearly anticipating a huge surge in demand through the summer, through the end of the year, as people start to feel safe.
But that doesn't mean potential retail workers feel safe. Sean Ashworth at Alex Partners says a lot of people are worried about getting sick, and they're asking themselves,
do I want to go back into retail and work in an environment with, you know, high contact with other employees and customers, or do I want to consider a work from home job?
A lot of people who used to work in retail have probably found other jobs, at home or not. Jed Kolko is chief economist at Indeed.
During the period when retail wasn't hiring many people, other sectors were manufacturing, warehousing, driving jobs, pharmacy, and other healthcare-related jobs.
One obvious way for retailers to attract workers would be to offer more money. And Andy Challenger says some are giving bonuses, but
when you look at like small retailers and small restaurants, those businesses have been under enormous pressure for a year. It's been a really, really difficult environment.
It's easier for the big retailers. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.